episode 9. And I'm one of your hosts, Daz, and with me as always, my friend Brendan. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, pretty tired, as I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm feeling on top of the world at the moment. Yeah, yeah, it was a rough night last night, as you can hear by my voice. Just celebrating my son's 18th birthday and my daughter's 16th birthday, and yeah, this old timer can't handle alcohol too well now. So I'm pretty rough today, but you know, I'm soldiering on, you know, as always.
Got to get it done.
And with us we have a guest, my dear friend, my retro domination on friend. Geez, that doesn't even make sense, but who cares? I can make words up. Mark, how are you, mate?
Just how much did you have to drink yesterday, dude? You are all over the shop.
I am. You know what? It wasn't even that much. That's the thing. It wasn't. I probably had about four drinks, a bit of spiced rum, a bit of vodka, but it wasn't that much. But I'm really rough as guts today. But yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah. It's been a hot minute since I've done anything podcast related. So yeah, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to hit the wrong button or do something somewhere, but that's all right. We'll get through it.
Well, you sound refreshed. It's been a while. Yeah.
It has actually. It's funny because I put something up on Twitter earlier and I was thinking, geez, it's probably been like close to a year, but it was March. Mm-hmm. Since we did the last This and That Gaming
It's been that long.
Episode. So, yeah, I actually thought it was a lot longer than that. So, but, yeah, keeping on.
Well, he's back. There you go.
In pog form.
Oh, gee. So, Brendan, let's get into it. What game did the Twitterverse choose this time around?
Yeah, they chose Spa vs. Spa. No, that wasn't what you wanted originally. I think you were going, which one were you trying to pick this time? Kickstart 2.
Mark and I were actually Kickstart 2.
Yeah, great game. Yeah. So they chose Spa vs. Spa, and this was one of my choices. So, should we go into a bit of about the game?
Go for it, man. Bit of history.
Okay. So Spy vs. Spy, if you don't know, is based on the Mad Magazine comic book strip of the same name. It debuted in the issue number 60 in 1961. And it was a parody of like the Cold War spy scene at the time, which I actually didn't know until I read that. I just used to read it as a kid in Mad Magazine, you know, just two dudes trying to kill each other. But yeah, it was a parody of that, which is pretty interesting. And the game was released, though, in 1984 by First Star Software. They did a bunch of really cool games in the early to mid 80s, like Boulder Dash and a couple other good ones, which I really enjoyed on the C64. And the first Spy vs. Spy game, the one that we're looking at, is either a one or two player, you know, versus game, or where the object is to go into like a building and steal a secret document, and then you got to escape by plane. So it's all about doing it as fast as you can and beating your opponent to the escape. And while you're doing that, while you're searching and checking out the building, finding like the key and the money and the briefcase and everything that you got to steal, you can also set traps to like snare your opponent in, like hide them all over the place. So when he comes to search an area, he gets trapped and takes him out, which buys you more time to search and escape. And if you both come into the same room at the same time, then it goes into kind of like a beat 'em up sequence where you pull out some nightclubs and whack each other, which was always pretty fun. And the games were pretty popular back then. I remember a lot of my friends played this game, and we always had a lot of fun with it, especially in two-player. It spawned two sequels, The Island Caper and Arctic Antics. Both of those are kind of, I would say they're like variations on the original. They're pretty much the same game, just in different settings with like slightly different like traps and stuff like that. But they are the same game. They are fun though. If you want to see something a little bit more to the Spy universe, check those ones out also.
Cool.
And back then, I think I had a bootleg of this one, a Dodgy Day version of the first game anyway. And we used to play this thing like crazy, especially me and my brother. We used to slap each other up all the time, in game and out of game. But also, I ended up buying the original. I still got the original of Arctic Antics in my collection, the cassette version. Oh, nice. That's how much I loved the series. So I still got that one, which I think I even played that even more than the original because, you know, it was just like a fun variation. But yeah, a lot of good nostalgic memories of this game. I don't know about you guys, if you played it back in the day.
I did a lot. Single player, I think it's pretty weak. But I had my other mate, Tony, as a kid, he used to come over and we'd play the hell out of it, you know, on the yeah. C64. It's a kind of tricky game to get your head around, I think, at first.
Yeah.
But once you get to know what you're doing, because from memory, and then like I sort of refreshed it, you have to have the briefcase to collect everything first. You know, we didn't know what was going on. And then we figured out, oh, this is how you set traps and, you know, putting like a, is it like electricity on the door and you know, acid.
Electric wire.
Yeah. That's great. So, growing up, it was a ball with a friend. I thought it was quite average by itself. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, same. Like for me, because I don't really have anyone to play it with, and I never played it single player, so I don't have like the fondest memories. And like Daz mentioned, without instructions, and the game doesn't really give you much in the way of instructions either. So back then, like as a 10-year-old, I had no idea what I was doing. So I kind of struggled my way through it, and it was just like, no, this game is just not for me. But yeah, I can imagine as a multiplayer game, it would be fun as hell. And it's funny, if this was something that was released today, I reckon this would be like an esports game that would do really, really well as well, just because of that competitive factor. And especially like with all the traps and things like that. Yeah. I could see that like being really, really huge.
There was a PS2 and Xbox version, but I never played it.
I think there's an iOS version as well, from memory. It's been taken down now as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, the Xbox version is also multiplayer, and it's kind of like a third-person shooter, but it's also, it does have a lot of, like, the old tropes from the original game mixed in with, like, some new things, but... It's pretty decent, actually.
Okay, because it wasn't rated very well.
Yeah, well, I had fun with it. I mean, it's not like top tier game, but it's not a bad game either.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So do we? Have who wants to go first on what?
What can we do? Okay, I'll go first. But what system do we start? We'll start with the 8-bit computers, I reckon. We'll start off
probably with that. Start with the C64 one because that is actually the original version.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start off with that. Load it up. It's a nice title screen. It's funny. It did take me back. The nostalgic vibes came when I started this, so it was quite nice. So the music wasn't too bad, but it does get annoying after a while. I think it'd be nice if they changed it up a bit. The controls are fine, but one thing this game that a lot of the versions suffer from, I think, is the controls when you're fighting. I just don't really like how, because with the C4, you have to hold the button down and it's like left and right pretty much. I don't know. It's just, might be just me. But besides that, it's a good game. The presentation is nice. Like I said prior, I go, look, it's a lot of fun with a friend. I think it gets pretty boring quickly, and this goes for all versions. Minus one. It does get boring versus the computer, but it's I think this is a great introduction to this game. And I'm glad that, you know, a lot of the versions based a lot around this one. So, yeah, no, it's fun. 64 version is great. You want to
Yeah.
Go next?
Yeah, for me as well. This was the original one I played. It's definitely a game that if you play with somebody else, it really hits its mark. It's probably the way it was meant to be played. If you play this by yourself, it's fine. It's good. It's nothing to write home about. You know, it does get boring. But the unpredictability of like playing against your friend is always like, it just outweighs the one player experience by far. The music, I always enjoyed the music. It's very simplistic. Mm-hmm. It does get a bit tedious after a while.
I have it here. Have it here for our listeners.
It's got, Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah.
It does get a bit boring.
I think it suits the game pretty well. You know, it's like nice and subtle in the background. It doesn't like get in your face too much. What I like about the C64 version is all the animations on the traps. I think some of the other ones, like the animations are really cut down, certain versions anyway. Not all of them, but there was a lot of detail, which I really liked. Color scheme was good. It played pretty well. It's a little bit slower. It moves a little bit slower than some of the versions, but I had no like real issue with that. Had a lot of fun playing this. And it's one of my favorite 8-bit versions, but there is another one which is even better, I think. But
yeah,
it's good. I think it's good.
Mark?
Yeah, so like you guys, look, this was the one that I grew up with as well. This is the first version that I played. I actually went into this thinking that this was going to still be my favorite one. And I have to say I was pleasantly surprised by another version that I'm sure we'll talk about a bit later. But, yeah, just to echo, the music's great. It controls well. The scrolling is great. So, yeah, there's not much to fault here.
Cool bananas. All right, let's go to everyone's favorite computer, the Amstrad CPC. What do you reckon? Jeez, I'm a smart ass.
Yeah.
Joking, people. I'm joking. Oh, jeez. All right, I'll start. I might as well start off again. Just go in order, I guess. I'd say it's got bland presentation. Just the graphics are nice. Pretty much a lot like the C64. Well, there's no music.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, this is what we got for the Amstrad version. That's... It's still going. I don't know if you heard that, but yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the Amstrad version for sound-wise. I feel the controls to be a little stiff, not as refined as the C64 version. I found it was very hard to attack the opponent. I think always carrying the baton. You're always carrying the baton when fighting. I think the C64 version was like that too. Plays okay, but look, no music really makes it boring. That's my take on it. It's pretty weak. It's a pretty weak version.
I thought the graphics overall were nice and colorful, you know, typical Amstrad style. The graphics are very, very much the same as the C64, besides the color scheme. Mm-hmm. Sound effects are horrendous. It's just horrible. There's even worse versions than that, which is hard to believe. But anyway, the lack of music though is really, I don't know. Games without music sometimes just put you to sleep, and this does it. It's really boring.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to even say about it. It just like takes away all the atmosphere. But as a version of the game, I think if you play this in two player with your friend, I think you'd have fun. There's nothing really bad about it gameplay wise, but it's just, it's a little bit bland compared to the C64 version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, look, and Daz knows me. Daz knows that I'm not a fan of the CPC at all, but I was actually kind of pleasantly surprised by this one. Like Brennan mentioned, the colours are actually quite good. I actually think they're better than the C64 version. In my opinion, anyway. It's a lot more colourful, which suits the game and the style. But yeah, lack of music definitely hurts. You would say this about all the versions, but this one you definitely want to be playing multiplayer without that music, at least to kind of spice things up a little bit. But I wasn't expecting much, and it over delivered for me. So and that's rare, and that's a rare occasion for the CPC.
Yeah, I guess you're right about the graphics. I am looking back now; it's actually quite colourful.
Yeah, it's quite nice looking.
Yeah, so talking about no colours, let's go to the specky version, eh?
Oh, jeez.
I'm a big
fan of the specky, that's for sure.
Brendan likes the specky as much as you like the Amstrad.
As like a CPC. Gotcha. Yeah, cool. All right, no worries.
I might as well go first on that.
Go for it.
It's ugly. the black and white look like it's horrendous. The color clash, as you'd expect from a specky, it's bad. It's really bad in this game. I found it hard to see what the hell is going on, especially when you like were fighting. Like, you know, like just, I know you don't have to see much there, but it was just made it kind of confusing. It was hard to tell whether you're actually standing like close enough and you're hitting. It's just weird. The sound, obviously, Spectrum style, it's abysmal on all levels.
The lack of music. He's ruthless.
Music is non-existent, obviously. Oh my God. This is terrible. I love the pain in his voice. if I got this back in the day on the Spectrum, I would have thrown it in the trash. But
dumpster fire.
If you had a Spectrum and you had a friend, it might be mildly amusing. But I doubt that. It's not a good version. It's a big no for me.
Mark?
Yeah, I always root for the specky. It's the underdog, but this was just terrible. This, I think, of the versions that I got to try out, I think to me this one was the worst one. I'm looking at a video of it right now, and even the sprites are not. They just don't look like they're complete. I'm guessing because of the color clash. The choice of color that they use for the white screen, I don't know. Maybe if they had put I don't proclaim to be a specky expert, but if they'd made the top section like a blue and kind of have the white and the black sprite over the top of that, I don't know if that's possible on the specky or not. To be honest, it might have made it a bit easier to make out what you're doing, but it was just terrible. And like Brendan mentioned, like even trying to kill the other guy, it was just so hard to do because you couldn't tell what was going on. Scrolling was terrible, music was terrible, controls were terrible. It's just, yeah, horrible all around.
It's just terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. I was probably a bit nice. I said okay graphics, but it's so hard to make anything out. It was very hard to make anything out. I liked the controls. I could only get the keyboard to work, but I think the keyboard controls worked really well. I actually didn't mind that. But, yeah, I think it plays horribly. It's the sound. And I've written here, it's one of the worst ports. I was really disappointed. I really thought this would be a lot better. It was very, very half-assed. You can tell this is an American game.
Yeah, because it's not an overly complex game, right?
There's
not much to it. So yeah, we've seen, you know, what that machine is capable with some of the other games, like particularly like what you guys did with Arcade Perfect. You know, some of the ports from that. So this should have been way better than it ended up turning out.
Sorry, Specky fans. I think you'd be You'd be hard pressed not to agree with us on this one. I'm sorry, but yeah, I think it's horrible. Okay, we're going to Atari 8-bit. I kind of call it the C64's cousins. I think they're very close, besides the audio chip. But Mark, you want to go first? Did you try this one?
I only watched the video of this one, okay. I'm looking at it right now in the background, and yeah, the C64 cousin is a really, really apt thing, because from a distance you probably would think it was a C64 version. It looks very, very similar color palette. Mm-hmm. Scrolling looks very similar as well. So I didn't get a chance to actually try this one myself, but. Yeah, I don't think you would have been disappointed with this version.
Yeah, I played it. I found it ran a bit fast. Now, yeah, I didn't play it definitely. On real hardware. I didn't play on real hardware. I couldn't be bothered loading up my Atari XEGS, but I did play it over emulation. And it was a bit fast. The colours, you know, I don't like the colours. I mean, the Atari 8-bit has more colours than the 64, but... I think just some of them were just questionable, and look, it played okay, but the music, wow! I was,
oh my god,
jeez! All right, you ready?
Jeez,
strap yourselves in.
Yeah,
that's really bad.
That's really, really bad.
Yeah, and I know my settings weren't on fast or anything, so. Hmm.
I had the same experience with that.
Yeah. You go for it, because I've got nothing else to say. I think it'd be okay if you played it back in the day and you wouldn't have known better.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to it, nah, it's very pretty crap. Playable, but crap.
For me, like, the graphics were, like everybody says, yeah, like it's almost looks exactly like the C64 version. If I was like looking quickly at a screen, I would probably have thought it was that version. Besides the slight difference in color, the game ran faster, which I actually didn't mind. I actually kind of liked it. It's just a little bit quicker. It was kind of cool when you were beating each other up. It like really went quick. Uh-huh. It wasn't like, you know, some of the other versions, the versus like fighting part.
Yeah, for a bit.
It takes way too long and it gets a bit tedious. So you try to avoid everybody, you know, so you don't have to get into that. But anyway, the sound was absolutely abysmal. I've never heard such trash in my life.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's like the music is... It's almost, you know, it's got the C64 tune, but every time like sound effects come into the mix, it's like they clash together, and it's like it's half cutting out the music, and the music's fighting the sound effects. It's like the background is fighting each other. You know what I mean? It's just like an absolute mess. It's just I think this version could have been like actually one of the best of the 8-bits. If it had the C64 sound, mm-hmm. and then the rest were just like, you know, the Atari 8-bit version, like because it played faster and it looked good. So it could have been like a top-notch one, but just because of the horrendous sound design, it's like it knocks it down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. If you played it with a friend, it'll be cool, but that sound, I don't know. I don't know if you could stand it for too long, which is a real pity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a fair. That's I think a fair assessment. Okay, next one. This one was pretty bad, actually. The Acorn BBC Micro version. I played this, and this is probably one of the worst versions, if not
sound effects.
let's start with the sound first before I get into it.
Jeez.
It just reminds me of ants. I don't know why. I think of ants.
I hated that. Oh my god.
Yeah. Look, I thought it started off good because the title screen was promising.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much where it goes downhill from there. Sound is just ridiculously bad, as you just heard. Controls, it's unplayable. It's stay away. It's very, very bad. It's just very, very bad. You can tell some, are made just for cash-ins, just to get some extra dough in there. You know what I mean? So there's no heart in this version whatsoever, because there's another version on here that's just pretty much probably even less powerful, or probably about the same, that is done really well for its hardware. So I'll probably talk about that one next. But yeah, this is very bad. This is worse than the Speccy version for me. It's very bad. Mark, you played it, I know, for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I struggled with this one. I even struggled to get the game to bloody work in the emulator. So it wasn't off to a good start to begin with, but that's probably more my fault. But
it's
not a good port. I still think this is better than the Speccy version, in my opinion, because at least the sprites look like they should.
Okay, fair
enough. So I'll give it that credit, but yeah, the colors are terrible, sound is terrible, controls are terrible. Again, it's just terrible all around.
Is it terrible?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Just confirming, it's terrible.
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 Noted. It's noted.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's keep away. Don't even bother. Yeah. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, same for me. It's trash. The lack of music obviously kills it. The walking around sound effects are just amazingly bad. It's like becomes annoying like within 5 seconds. The sprite flickering drove me insane. Like you just, there's no reason for like it to be that bad. I mean, maybe I don't know. Even when you don't even have two players on the same screen at once, it's like flickering all to hell. It seems like, I don't know, maybe, you know, this seems like just a quick cash in, you know, Spy vs. Spy out. Let's get this thing out on the Acorn, you know, just throw it out any way you can.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. It's like no effort went into it. I mean, if there was effort went into it, then the system is terrible, but I don't think so. This is, you know, I haven't got a lot of experience with it, but I don't know. Terrible, terrible version.
It's funny because I've got a video playing of it in the background as well, and the first comment on the video is, I actually did the BBC micro conversion back in the 80s for Tynesoft.
Oh, no.
I can't remember it being so flickery. Can only assume it's an emulator. Good game to code, though. So, rip to that guy.
I was just doing my job.
Exactly.
Oh shit. Okay. Wait, there's a lot to go through still, hey. Next one, the Sharp X1 version. I didn't even know that was a computer. I didn't actually play this one. I couldn't find emulation, couldn't find anything on it. I had to watch the video. I found it had lots of flicker. And it did remind me of the ST version, which we talk about later, but with no music and bad sound effects. But unfortunately, I can't comment on playability because I couldn't find anything else on this version at all. I'm assuming you two are in the same boat.
Yeah, is this the same? Yeah. The same as the NEC PC88? Is it the same system or is it different?
I don't know, dude. I really don't know.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, because if it's the same thing that I'm looking at, yeah, it's very, very flickery. Mm-hmm. When you kill the other spy, it literally slows down while he dies and then, you know, like goes up to heaven.
I don't think it's the same computer.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find anything on this version, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just had to watch a video because I wasn't even 100% sure about the emulation for even this. But from watching the video, you know, like you said, the graphics were super glitchy. Sound effects was pretty bad. No music.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't look good at all. But I can't like say whether it played well or not. Probably not. I can just guess.
Yeah.
But, not much to say about that one.
Well, it does share the same processor as the PC-88, the Zilog Z80. And then that's the same in the Speccy. So let me just double check that because I should know this. It's with a Spectrum processor. Yes, I don't know anything about retro, everyone. Yeah, it is. It's the same. Thought so. They're probably running at different megahertz, but oh well. Okay, next one. What do we have? Apple IIe. I didn't get to play this. I should have. I should have made the effort because it actually looks really good. I thought it had a nice title screen. It looks like it plays fine. Normally, when you watch something on Apple II and then you play it later, it pretty much represents the truth of it, if that makes sense. It's pretty much straightforward like that. There was no music, but the colors I thought were really nice. They're not as garish on the eye as some Apple IIe games. And from videos I saw online, it looked like it played really well for the platform. So let's see, I give that to a lot of Apple IIe developers, is that they wouldn't, there was rarely any half-assed rushed games on that platform. When they dedicated themselves to it, they did a really good job. RoboCop, no. Try playing RoboCop on Apple II. It's really bad. But yeah, this looks really nice. And I think I'm going to fire it up and actually play it sometime this week. So it should be good. Should be good. What about you guys?
Yeah, I played this one through emulation. Yeah, I thought it was quite good. Overall, it has all the options. It doesn't have music, which is probably a godsend because it is the Apple II.
Yeah, it's true.
The sound is not its not its forte.
Yeah.
The sound effects were kind of beeps and bops, exactly what you'd expect. You know, they are pretty bad, but it did play well. I thought it played fine. It's kind of felt like the C64 version to me.
Okay.
Overall, I think it's a quite a good 8-bit version. If you got it then, you'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have any like horrible sprite glitches. At least like it wasn't like as obvious as some of the other versions. It moved pretty well. Yeah. I think it's quite a good one.
Nice. It looks really nice. I'm surprised at the quality of the presentation. Like even just the interface, it's like really colorful and stuff.
Yeah,
quite good.
There you go. Go Apple. Where do we go next? Oh, we'll go 8-bit console. Mm-hmm. Or you want to go to 16-bit computers? What do you
think? Let's do 8-bit consoles.
Okay. All right. Who wants to go? Who wants to pick the next one?
I can check out the NES one.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to go to.
Yeah. So this is like, you know, just like all NES versions, like, you know, of 8-bit games, it's always like a variation almost. It's always like a little bit different. The main music theme straight off the bat is different. It was good. I mean, it's not like, I don't know, I didn't find it as catchy. I didn't like, you know, it didn't stick in my mind as much, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's a nice little tune in the background there. The graphics are very smooth. It flowed well. I found, though, the overall look of it just, I don't know, maybe it's just me. It feels a little bit bland, like the look of the NES version. It's like there's there's no personality to it. It just feels very, like, basic, like the look of everything. But it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't look as, I don't know, it just doesn't have personality. What I found really funny about it, though, was in most of the other versions, like, you guys, like, when you run into the other spy, you pull out, like, a nightclub or a stick or whatever the hell it's supposed to be, and you beat each other up. And the NES version, you pull out a knife and you start stabbing the dude. Like, the NES, out of all the systems that you would think would have that, you would think that would be the one that wouldn't have the knife. Yeah, but yeah. It goes straight for the brutality, and you just kill the dude. I mean, it's like, I was like, oh, okay. We gained that far. But it still plays well. I don't like it as much as the other 8-bit versions for whatever reason. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It just comes off a little bit bland to me, I think, just in the visual department.
Yeah, fair enough. That's exactly what I wrote here in my notes. Graphics are very bland and boring. The colors look dull. The sound is average. Two-button controls works really well. I really do like that. But yeah, I think it's only saving grace for it. I think this version just feels like a rush, like it's rushed and more of a cash-in again. And pretty much what you said, it's like it has no soul. It just doesn't feel good to play. I don't know. It has no personality. Weird. It's just boring. It's not great. It's not bad, but it's not great. It's just...
It just exists.
Yeah, that's it. It's just there.
I didn't mind this version. It is very bland looking, and it does come across as very, like, when you compare it to, say, like the 8-bit computers, it seems very, like, compressed almost. Like the stages are a lot smaller. Compared to the other versions. But for me, what makes this version is, besides the fact that it plays quite smoothly, is the controller. It's just playing with the controller, like being able to bring up the map a lot easier compared to the computers, just made it a lot easier to play. So I didn't quite mind it. And one thing I did like as well is that on an because, like Brandon mentioned, like, and this happens very often with NES games, and where they kind of deviate from the originals, is it's a silly detail, but I quite like it, is that the door to escape from is clearly marked, has a little picture of a plane on it, so you kind of know, like, what you're doing in that regard. But yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind this one at all.
Okay, well, you can have this version then, mate.
Cool, thanks. Stick that.
Yeah. Jesus. Okay, all right, we'll go to Sega Master System then. I'll start this one off. Terrible title screen. It's funny, this game I stayed away from on the Master System. I was more like, oh, C64 elitist. Like, I don't want to play. Well, I'm going to play Spy vs. Spy on the Master System when I can play Altered Beast or Golden Axe single player. With five frames per second. but going in, I was quite surprised. That the graphics and sound were good. I liked them. The spies look really strange, though. They're very weird.
Their
nose is like a weirder than what they are. They look like aardvarks. That's what they look like to me. But I thought the game played at a nice pace. I really liked it. I think this would have been great if I actually played it back in the day with a friend. I didn't mind it. I thought it was nice. The graphics were gorgeous, I thought. I really did like it. Besides them looking really strange, yeah, I liked it. I did. Stick that.
Okay.
Stick that. No, I didn't mind it. I really liked it. You know, I think the graphics for me and the controller, I found it really nice to play. Okay, I guess you two don't agree. Okay. Go for it. He wants to go. Go, Mark, you go. You go next.
Okay, all right. I'll jump in. Look, it looks strange to me. It's got a nicer color palette compared to the NES, but I would take the NES over this one.
Oh, what?
Any day of the week, really. Yep. And I'm not an NES fan, dude. You know,
yeah,
you
know.
I would agree.
I'm not an NES fanboy, but I would take that. To me, it plays way better than the Master System version. The Master System version, to me, felt very clunky.
Okay.
Compared to the other versions. So, I mean, I would take this over, say, the Speccy or the Micro.
Micro. That doesn't say much, though, for it.
To me, when you're comparing console versus console, I would take the NES version any day of the week.
Wow.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I thought the graphics were just weird. The spars looked so bizarre, and it totally, like, put me off. It didn't even look like them. The stages looked strange. I didn't like the look of it at all. The music was okay in the background. It was another, like, different tune. It sounded like some sort of gangster tune. It was okay. But the graphics really put me off. It did feel clunky also to me when I played it. Doesn't feel like as responsive. And yeah, this is by far like one of the worst 8-bit versions. It's just odd. It seems like they didn't quite know what they were doing, or they just didn't even look at the comic book strip. Like, they didn't even know what the characters really even looked like. It's like they were just making it up. Like, spars. Okay, we'll just throw some spars.
They look like two Amish dudes with big noses going at it.
Yeah.
They do, actually.
It's just... Yeah, I didn't like it. It's definitely... I was really disappointed, actually. I was expecting this one to be really good. You know, the Master System... Yeah, it's got some really good games, especially, you know, that kind of style. And I was really expecting it to be good.
But the thing is, it is good. Disappointed. The thing is, it is good, you guys.
You're outvoted 2-1, Vince. You know, take your opinion and buzz off.
Buzz off. All right. How dare you? Oh, jeez. Okay, what do we go next? Let's go. We'll go the Game Boy Color, hey? All right. One of you two can start this one off, if you like. Brendan, you
go cool.
First. Mark, go. You go then.
Now, this one surprised the hell out of me. I went in with super low expectations for this one, and this turned out to be my favorite version of the bunch. So much so that I can picture myself actually going back and playing this again. And I'm not a fan of this game. I'll say this off the bat. The presentation is awesome. It's similar to the NES in that it's a deviation from the other games, considering, you know, the system that it's on. That makes sense. But man, I was so surprised by this. The colors are great. The presentation is great. It plays well. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I really was not expecting much. And I've got it going on in the background. It's just like little details that just make the game like really pop. Even the combat, you've got actual health bars compared to the other versions, which I don't think have that. And it just plays just super, super good.
The NES version has health bars. We didn't mention that, funny enough.
Oh, does it? I don't remember seeing that, but they're quite clear on this one. And yeah, I really enjoy this. I really, really enjoy this a lot.
Brendan?
Yeah, I was totally surprised by this game. It's a variation again. All the Nintendo stuff is always a variation, but it's really good. I love that intro too, the little intro where they jump out the parachutes and all that. It like totally captured like the comic strip like kind of vibe to it, like to a T. The fast pace, you know, the fast pace nature of it really made it fun. It didn't feel like it was a slog. You know, some of the other versions, it feels a little bit too slow, but it's super fast. I like the music too. It was cool. It's nice, fun little background music. Graphics are really good. I love the colors. Also found, I think it was this version. I played so many, but I think it was this version where you don't actually start off with a weapon. So you kind of, when you go into the versus part, you like punching each other.
But you
can also find, I think it was this version. I thought that was interesting. So you can actually find a weapon as a bonus, which makes obviously the damage higher. So I thought that was a cool little variation. This is awesome. I would totally play this like right now. It's good. It's even fun playing it in single player mode, which you can't really say for a lot of the versions, because of the fast paced nature of it. So, yeah, great version. Awesome.
Yeah, I went into going to this thinking, you know, it's single player Game Boy.
Yeah,
come on. Again, I started off a fantastic presentation. What unreal. Has great music, introduction, great music, solid controls. I was worried how this was going to translate on the small screen, but damn, the kick goals. It's so good.
Yeah.
It is such a fun game. And like the other two said, I'll be more than happy to load this up on the emulator and even play it on my handheld and play it and just give it a go. It just works.
It does.
It's just a lot of fun.
And feels a lot more fleshed out compared to the others, because you can even choose at the start, you know, you can choose like stages and things like that. And there just seems to be a lot more to this version compared to the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done really well. It's done really well. I'm glad it wasn't like a lazy port or anything. They actually went out of their way and just improved the original game 10 times over. And fantastic port. And I highly recommend it to anyone just to actually play
I'm guessing because this is on the Game Boy, and because the original came out, 1984, so this would have come out obviously a lot later than that. They had the benefit of being able to time on their side, so they can, you know, can put more time into it and flesh it out a bit more. Mm-hmm. And it shows, man. It really does show.
Is there a System Link for it? Does it System Link at all? Because that would be great.
Not sure. That would be cool if it did.
It would. I'd say it would have a System Link.
I mean,
to it.
You can definitely tell that, you know, whoever did that conversion really liked the subject matter, and they really tried, because you know, just the whole presentation of it, they really put the effort in, and also improving gameplay, you know, when you're taking something that was already established as being like good, and then you like try to improve it, I think that's always like commendable, and especially when you like pull it off so well.
Again, because it came out so much later compared to the others, you know, the temptation is always there, take the easy way out, and they didn't, so it just makes it even more impressive.
Well done. Okay, it says there is a two-player option.
That would be cool.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Makes it even better.
That's it, exactly. Exactly. Okay, we've got two left, guys. Atari ST and Amiga. I played both of these. So I'll start with Atari ST. Nice title screen. Graphics are polished, but it just doesn't feel right. I don't know, it just didn't look right to me. It looked too polished, if that makes sense. Controls felt stiff, but the kicker, man, the amount of flicker in this game was just, it was unplayable. Absolutely horrible. It was like playing a NES game or a Master System game. You know, like, you know, you get that really high, more NES actually, when you got that really high flicker. Like, half the body would vanish half the time when you're fighting against your opponent. It's like, this was terrible. This was really terrible. Horrible, horrible port. Nothing good about it whatsoever. The sound was horrible. Everything was just crap. Well, I don't know if you guys tried it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Like you said, the title screen is nice. the music was mediocre at best, and the graphics I thought was really strange in this. It's like, it was like kind of a mix of like 8 and 16 bits. I don't know. It was like something in between. It was like really strange looking. Like
too high res. It just didn't feel right. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt strange. It felt strange to me. When you like versus fighting action there, it just felt too fast, and it was like so messy, like flickering and like, ugh. Yeah, I didn't like this one. It's mediocre. It's not like the worst, but for a 16-bit version, this could have been so much more than what it is. Totally, it's just very disappointing, like considering the system it's on.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to this one. It looks pretty, but that's about it. That's all it's going to really got going for it.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, last but certainly not least, the Amiga version. I'll go first. I'll get out of the way. Look, it's just like the ST version, but I think it plays better. There's no flicker. But the music was strange. It reminded me like a lullaby. Here, have a listen to this.
Yeah. Like it's underwater.
Yeah. It doesn't sound right. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
It sounds strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't suit it.
It doesn't sound as chunky as the C64 version.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like horrendous, but it does like put you to sleep though.
Yeah, it's like a lullaby. That's what it felt like to me. It was an introduction to a preschool television show or something. But look, it played okay. It was a lot better than the ST version, hands down. But it was all right. It's nothing special though. I wouldn't write home about it. You can tell it's an ST port, but fixed up. Yeah. I'm done with that one. What's to go next?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, cool title screen, pretty good. The graphics, I didn't mind them. They were nice and smooth, a little bit too smooth for whatever reason, but it looked good. The music is like, yeah, it's a bit strange. I didn't think it was terrible. Like, you know, as background music, it was happening, you know, it put you to sleep definitely. It like had a weird lullaby kind of vibe to it. I think they like missed the mark there. Somebody got the wrong note about the music and what style it's supposed to be in. I don't know what was going on. It's a little bit faster than most versions in terms of like running around and stuff. So, you know, it's okay. Overall, it's decent. But, you know, for a 16-bit version, you kind of expect a little bit more than that. They could have done something like, you know, what the Game Boy did, where they took the original and just beefed it up, not only like looks, but just in gameplay. But they didn't. They just did the exact same game, which is fine, but it's just not as good as it could have been.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
It looks nice. It looks really nice. Definitely an improvement over the ST, like with the colors and things like that. But yeah, I was kind of expecting a bit more from this one. I played this one after playing the Game Boy, so it was kind of, I don't know, maybe that made it worse. But yeah, I was expecting a lot more from the Amiga.
Yeah. I totally agree. Well, that's it. Jeez, we went through them all. That's crazy.
That's a lot of versions.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, Saka. Did any of you guys play the sequels, like back in the day?
I played the Island one. That was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like, then there was the Ice, wasn't there? Like,
yeah, the Arctic one.
I didn't like that.
Oh, you didn't like that one?
No, I didn't like it. By then, I think I lost interest.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same game anyway.
Yeah.
No, I never played the sequels. Like I said earlier, the first one didn't leave the greatest of impressions on me. Yeah. But again, that's because I played it by myself. So, sad face. So I never, I never really had the desire to kind of to jump into the sequels, but might actually have to check them out after doing this.
I don't think that.
Don't bother. Just go back to the Game Boy version.
I know. Yeah, just play the Game Boy version. Yeah, everything you want's there for me anyway.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Brendan, so did you play them though? Did you play them?
I played all of them. I mean, they are just variations. They're exactly the same game, just different setting and you know, different traps and stuff, but it's the thing with the Spy vs. Spy games though is definitely two player. You know, that's the heart of it. If you are playing these games by yourself, you're playing you're playing half the game. It's not really the way it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, exactly.
I think besides the Game Boy version, which is you can actually play by yourself and it's actually fun. The other ones are just mediocre as single players, but in two player they really shine. And so, you know, playing the Island Caper and the Arctic Antic was a lot of fun with my brother or my friends. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, so definitely from that point of view, anyway.
Yeah, I think I find about this game in general is that there's a big learning curve. It's not something you can just pick up and play.
Mm, definitely.
So it does take a while to get the gist of it. So I think that would put a lot of people off.
Mm.
But if you are keen, I do recommend the Game Boy Color version, even the 64 one. And give them a go. Which were your favorites anyway? Favorites and your worst.
Ooh. Well, for me, obviously the nostalgia of the C64 version is strong, so I really like that. I still think it's a great version, even after playing everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The Game Boy Color, though, is probably like the best. I absolutely enjoyed that thoroughly. The worst one, there's so many. I don't even know which one to choose. There were some terrible ones. The Specky one just did my head in. And the Acorn is horrendous. And those two are probably the worst ones for me.
Okay, Mark?
For me, Game Boy Color easily was my favorite. And then I'll go the NES and the C64. Those would be my top three. And the worst would be the Specky and the BBC Micro. They're just unplayable.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mine, Brendan, I'd say C64 for nostalgia, still great.
Mm-hmm.
The Game Boy Color version just kicked everything out of the park. It was amazing, amazing game.
Yeah.
Worst, I'd go the BBC Micro, Acorn, and Specky as well. Absolutely horrible. So, yeah. Okay, well, this is our last episode for the year. We're taking December off because December. There's always something happening, work, family engagements and so on. So any of you have any plans? Anything gaming related at least on your spare time?
Gaming, spare time, what is that?
are there any games that are on your pile of shame that you hopefully can maybe finish till the next time we speak?
Wow, the pile of shame. Mine is like a whole room full.
Yeah. Is there a game that you're looking at maybe finishing though?
I'm busy playing one of the Yakuza games, Like a Dragon. Okay. I'm actually like loving that game. I don't know whether it requires so much time though. It's so time consuming.
Yeah.
I chip away at it and I'm busy playing the new Shin Megami Tensei game. I just love that series, and I've actually sunk like about 6 or 7 hours into it, which is more so than I usually put into any game.
Is it an RPG?
It's an RPG. Okay. Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, I've played like most of them and completed them. So, but I'm enjoying that on the Switch like thoroughly. So probably going to carry on, and I'm definitely going to finish that one. Yeah,
Mark.
I need to finish off Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm so close to the end and I got distracted by something that came out recently and for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. What was it? Something that I just finished as well.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. You've been finishing a lot of games lately.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I've tried to, just like when it's something, when I buy something new, just go hard and just do it for a couple of days and get it over and done with. This has actually been probably the most games I've finished this year than I have probably for the past few years. So that's been good. But besides that, I've been playing a lot of my consoles, Mega Drive Genesis, a lot of Super NES as well. Hoping to maybe start getting back into streaming over the Christmas break as well, because I've got everything set up. I'm just a slacker. It's been testing that. It was funny, yesterday I sat down and I wanted to test my PAL Mega Drive, and I started playing Sonic 2 and I thought, I'll just play this for 5 minutes, and 2 hours later I was towards the end of it. and then I died.
It's still solid game, isn't it?
They're so easy to go back to. Yeah. I think the rest of the year is kind of quiet new release wise, so that's probably a good thing, and it'll give me a chance to finish Guardians and yeah, maybe look at some of the back catalogue. Another one that I needed to finish was that game Fist, the Metroidvania game. I didn't get all the way through that one. So.
Fist?
Yeah, it's called Fist. Fist of Sun. It's the one with the rabbit. It's a Metroidvania. You messaged me the other day and you said, oh, hang on, this actually looks quite good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What platform?
Sorry?
I can't remember.
I've got it on PS5, but it's on most systems, I think.
Oh, the one with the rabbit. Yeah,
the rabbit. It's a really, really good game, but like happens to me all the time in those Metroidvania-style games. I get stuck and then I get frustrated and I don't go back, but I need to finish that one.
That came out in physical, didn't it? Or only in import?
No, only digital. Okay. Only digital, I think.
It's on Steam as well? No, it's not.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. It's probably on sale at the moment as well, actually.
Oh, I'm going to have to look then.
But, yeah, so it's been a good year. And, yeah, like I said, I need to finish a little bit of the backlog. How about you, Daz?
Me? Again, yeah, I've been pretty good this year, like yourself. I mean, it started off with Phoenix Rising. Never thought I'd spend, 40 hours on the game. I can't remember how much I spent on that. Finished Axiom Verge 2. I can't remember. I've done a couple more. I was playing that Valphorus for a while, and then I got sidetracked. Went hard on Hot Wheels. I know the point. It's just hard. It's actually hard. Now it's getting a bit nuts. Metroid, I think I have to do Metroid because
you need to do that.
I need to do Metroid.
It's that's probably my game of the year this year.
Oh wow, okay.
It's that good. It's between that and Guardians of the Galaxy. Wow. But Metroid's worth it, man.
Yeah, it's worth it. I really need to get my ass into gear and play that and really get into it because I can't remember what I got sidetracked with that. What did I get recently? I can't remember what I bought. Gotta look through my stuff. I can't remember what I bought recently, but that got me sidetracked. But I will dedicate my time, I think, to Metroid, hopefully, and finish it before the end of the year. But if I'm looking at Fist on Steam, it's $36. A bit too much for me for
Just wait. Yeah. It's probably not worth that much.
Jeez, it looks nice though.
It's good. It is good. It's really good. But yeah, if you're gonna play Metroid, then I would definitely wait until Fist drops in price because they're similar. Obviously, to me, Metroid is better.
I've got my eyes on a game called Greek Memories of Azur. That looks all right. It's a Metroidvania game.
That's familiar. Okay.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's on PS5 and Switch. So it's on everything. Well, there you go. Mm. It looks nice. It's Team 17. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, how's that? Hey, we're all current. Well, it is hands-on gaming. We talk about everything, so there. So, with that, everyone, thanks for listening in. Thanks to everyone that helps out with the show. Really appreciate it. Again, like I said, everyone listening in, and everyone stay safe for the holiday season. We hope to see you soon. And here's a little outro music for Mark. Here we go. Hope everyone's doing right.
Spaz.
But anyway, all right, everyone take care and we'll see you next year, hey? How's that? Au revoir.
Bye.
Cheers.